It was the unmistakable mark of the so-called munitionettes. Maureen was a startlingly pretty young woman of 20, with lustrous dark hair turned almost ginger at the front. Tall, slim and shapely, she moved with a natural grace. The plump Agnes, by contrast, tended to waddle along. 5 years older than her friend, she had a podgy open face and fair hair, brushed back severely and held in a bun. While Maureen was single, Agnes was married and had been quick to answer the call for workers at the rapidly expanding munitions filling factory number 7 in Hayes, Middlesex. Her mother looked after the baby for her, allowing Agnes to bring a regular wage into the house. "Any word from Terry?" asked Maureen.
"No, we haven't had a letter for over a month now," said Agnes worriedly. "Mam keeps saying that no news is good news, but I'm not so sure. I keep dreading that a telegram will arrive one day. Be grateful you're not married, Maureen. Having a husband in the army is murder. I have the most terrible nightmares sometimes. And me. I've got 2 brothers at the front, remember? Poor things. Let's hope they all come home safe. However," she went on, brightening, "I'm not going to let sad..."